All right. It was 25 years ago today, June 17th, 1994, a day that will live in infamy, as FDR said of it, because he was watching live along with the rest of the nation when O.J. Simpson got in his slow-speed Bronco chase 5 days after they had found the bodies of his ex-wife and what's termed as her friend Ron Goldman. But did they really know each other? I mean, Ron Goldman worked at the restaurant that she had had dinner at that night, and he was going to her place to return her glasses that she had left.
They were not lovers?
No. No, they were not lovers. From everything that I've read, says that they were not involved romantically. But who knows? There's so much misinformation, and you hear different stories as it goes along. But what bad luck for Ron Goldman.
Boy.
If he's just an employee of the restaurant who's returning the glasses.
Mm.
And he runs into that. And, of course, Norm MacDonald said his... Ron Goldman's final words were, "Hey, you're O.J. Simpson." Mm. Which is such a dark joke.
Can I ask you something? If you leave an item at a restaurant, do they normally return it to your house?
No.
No, but I think that they frequented that restaurant a lot, and so she knew him. You know, like, you know, you get to be friends with... people that you wait on you frequently, don't you? I mean, you get to know them,
know
you know
who
their
they
name,
are. Yeah.
you know their life story. You may not be close with them, but
still don't think I'd return an item to them at their house.
Yeah, we'll leave them at the restaurant for you. Come pick them up tomorrow.
Yeah.
But she calls up there, and they say, "Yes, we have them." She says, "Well, I'll pick them up," and then he offers, "Hey, it's on my way home."
No one's ever offered to bring my credit card by my house after I've left it there.
Right.
So many times.
What are you trying to say?
I'm saying I feel like were closer than just casual restaurant acquaintances.
Right. So it's 5 days after their murders. Now, of course, we hear about their murders and like, oh, man, did you hear that? O.J. Simpson's ex-wife was killed. Oh, man, that's horrible. Like, I remember hearing it. I remember distinctly the two stages of it. Just hearing that his ex-wife and her friend were murdered brutally. Not connected with O.J.
Right.
And then getting the suspicion build up. I think a lot of other people just heard it all in one fell swoop because it was only just a matter of hours
it
before
fast.
It was, you know, hey, did you hear? Yeah, they suspect O.J.
Mm-hmm.
So O.J. was supposed to, and you forget this dramatic moment, do you remember the drama of that day before the slow-speed Bronco chase?
No.
This is what's crazy about it, is that he was supposed to turn himself into authorities. Like, I remember following that in real time.
I thought that was that day.
That day.
Yeah.
Correct.
Okay, I thought you said the day before.
The day... I'm sorry. It's the way I worded it.
Oh, I got you. Okay.
The day leading up to,
yeah,
you know,
that
leading into that.
Okay.
Earlier that day.
That's what I was looking for.
Earlier that day.
What?
Yeah, right.
Yes, in that he was supposed to turn himself in that morning.
Yes.
And that was big news already, that L.A. police, they want O.J. to turn himself in for the murders of his ex-wife.
I think we carried the news conference where they said O.J. is a fugitive?
Yes, I think you're right.
Yeah.
And that drama, and it could not have been more dramatic. It was just like a TV movie when we were supposed to have the news conference that they had taken him into custody. And the time passes, and LAPD says, he's not here yet. He's not here. They've promised us he's going to be here. He's not here. And OJ's own lawyers didn't know where he was. Robert Shapiro had already been hired, did not know where he was. Robert Kardashian, who was OJ's best friend or one of his close friends and was also one of his lawyers, OJ had come by his house that morning, and they were going to leave from there to go turn O.J. in. O.J. was going to turn himself in from Robert Kardashian's house. That was a whole dramatic scene with O.J. saying he was going to kill himself. And he was originally going to kill himself in Kim Kardashian's bedroom. Kim Kardashian at the time was a kid.
Why was he going to do that?
Kill himself?
In her bedroom.
Well, because he wanted to...
Just random. Random room that he chose.
He, like, disappeared from them and then went somewhere else in the house as they were all talking out in the living room.
Okay.
And then Kardashian said, "Hey, look, if you're going to do that, please don't do it inside." And so OJ said, okay, I'll go around to the
side
of the house.
We just painted. And
yeah. Kim had just redecorated the
new
room
carpet
with a bunch of K's up there. Hey, this is my kid's room. So he goes around and he leaves the house, and they think he's going to go around to the side of the house to kill himself. Is that a creepy note or what?
Yes.
Hey, okay, we'll see you we'll see your body here in a little bit. We're going to stay in here. You go around the side of the house to kill yourself. But OJ leaves and with Al Cowlings, and he disappears, and they can't find him anywhere, and that's when they were fugitive. And this was already after the time they were already supposed to be in L.A. at the police station. Whoa. Turning themselves in.
So everybody thought he was going to kill himself because he couldn't live with having killed Nicole and Ron, but his spin was always, I was in mourning that my wife, my love, had been murdered. That's why I didn't want to live without her living. Is that his spin?
Yeah, that was his, kind of his spin afterwards.
Right.
But it was so unclear that it could be read as a suicide note that he left, because he wrote out a note sitting at the desk. And Robert Kardashian, if you remember, they had a press conference. I think it was separate from the police press conference.
And he read that letter.
Yes. When Shapiro and Kardashian got out there and begged, if OJ was watching, to please turn himself in. And you can't believe this is going on. These are his own lawyers getting in front of the cameras begging him, saying that he is gone. We don't know where he is. He left. We turned around, and he was gone. And they're begging for him to turn himself in. And then you have the cops coming out and saying, he's not here, and we now consider him to be a fugitive from justice. And then someone spots OJ in this Bronco. Now, the Bronco had, of course, been in the news because OJ had a white Bronco. But this Bronco of the slow-speed chase was not the same Bronco. This was owned by Al Cowlings, who had intentionally bought one because his buddy OJ had one, and he loved it, and he wanted to get one just like OJ. So this was Al Cowlings' Bronco that some woman, I think at a gas station, spotted OJ Simpson in the back seat of this Bronco.
Why was he in the back seat? To hide? Why
yes.
wasn't he in the passenger seat?
Well, there were
seat?
Times where he was laying down in the back, hiding. And one of the first people to get word of this and heard it on the radio was a helicopter pilot named Bob Turr. Later, he transitioned and became Zoe Turr, so you can, it's, he's, she's referenced both ways in whichever story you're reading, depending on which story you're reading and where it happened on our timeline. But Zoe Turr, the helicopter pilot, spots this, decides to fly over and find the Bronco. She's the first one that spots it. She starts following it, and then quickly she says that she sees a police car show up. So she was there before the first cop car gets there. And then soon after, there are 9 other police helicopters, 20 other patrol cars that start following A.J. Cowlings' Bronco. And I have some of the audio of A.J. Cowlings, because he called 911 on this date 25 years ago and talked to dispatch. Take a listen. Here we are.
"911, what are you reporting?"
"This is AC. I have OJ in the car."
"Okay, where are you?"
"I'm calling him AJ Cowlings this whole time. I think we call him AJ Cowlings, mixing him up with AJ Clemente. But it's AC Cowling. AC.
For Al Cowlings.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
"I have OJ in the car."
"Okay, where are you?"
"Please, I'm coming up to find..."
I don't think this dispatcher realizes what he just heard.
No.
"Okay, okay, where are you, sir? You gotta calm down."
"I have OJ in the car."
"Okay, where are you?"
"Please, I'm coming up the 5 freeway."
"Okay.
Right now, we all okay, but you gotta tell the police that this is back off. He's still alive, and he got a gun to his head."
"Okay, hold on a minute. Monica?"
"He just wanna see his mother. Let me get him to the house."
"Okay, hold on a moment."
All the sirens in the background.
Okay, where are you? Is everything else okay?
Everything.
How's the ride? The ride all right? AC working in there?
It's okay, officer. Everything is okay. All of how he wants to give it to his mom. He wants me to get it to his house.
Okay.
Go ahead.
All righty, sir. Hold on just a moment.
By the way, I don't know if everybody knew who AC was.
Right.
Well, I think at that point they had been talking that he's with his friend AC.
Yeah, maybe it had been on TV for a few hours.
Yeah. I don't think AC meant you know who I am from my big time play.
Right.
Hi, what's your name? Hello? Hello?
So that's part of the when he first contacts him.
Can we pause here?
Yes.
Because we're up against it. Can we continue this on the other side, as
sure.
they say in the business?
Sure.
Yeah, I have
we
questions.
We can do that.
Because we have a lot of questions on this, the 25th anniversary of what I think is the craziest thing to ever happen in my lifetime, the White Bronco low-speed chase. More next on the ticket.